We all know fairy tales from our earlier years, or from having to tell them to grandkids or whoever. Cinderella's a good one of those. Now, Cinderella's father became a widower and decided he needed someone to help him and take care of his daughter. So he marries a woman who has two daughters. And the stepmother proceeds to, and the stepsisters proceed to treat Cinderella very badly. Well, the prince of the kingdom decides he'd like to find a wife. So he calls for a big ball and asks all the eligible young women of the kingdom to come. But they make sure Cinderella can't go. But the fairy godmother, of course, goes and helps Cinderella get there by providing her a way to look neat and have the carriage and everything, with one warning: leave before midnight. And of course, we know the story. She leaves, but she leaves late, and so was her shoe falls on the step, and she gets home. Well, he decides, I got to find out who this shoe belongs to. And so he tours the kingdom to find out. And when he gets to Cinderella's house, her stepsisters don't want her to be seen, but he insists, and she is. And they marry, and they have life happily ever after. Well, fairy tales are nice, but they're nothing like parables. Parables always have a twist to them. Whatever we hear is certainly only part of the story, and they are only part of the story when they tell us about the kingdom of heaven. So maybe we think, okay, we all believe, we're joyous, most of us, I hope, with our faith sense, and we're there. But the kingdom parables talk about some other people. First one talks about someone who's really not a very nice person. He finds a treasure, buries it again, buys the land so he can get it and get the treasure. Well, okay, throw away all that kind of stuff. He truly is someone who is seeking a sense of the kingdom. That's what the treasure is, the kingdom. Well, this guy is not very nice, and yet he also gets welcomed to the kingdom. That can sometimes be a lesson for us when we'd say, oh, that person's not any good. They can't possibly be accepted into the kingdom. I had a friend who was worker back up in Michigan, and he would not go to communion to one of the communion ministers, he says, because at work he's horrible. Okay, but maybe even at work he's being the best he can be. Give him the benefit of a doubt and understand we're not all the same. We're not all perfect in the same ways. But the big thing is, you know, even this guy who's kind of a crumb bum is joyous when he finds and can manage to get the treasure, which is life with Jesus in the kingdom. We also, in the second one, have those who are searching. They understand somehow who Christ is and what this is about, and yet are hunting along, going through all kinds of courses and classes and things of that sort, trying to find out, what's this kingdom and how do I fit? How do I fit? And we see people who are searching through all of life to find their match with the kingdom. And so what? He finds finally a way to buy, to have this pearl of great price. What pearl? That of being part and understanding himself as a person of faith, and now having part of the kingdom within him and him within the kingdom. And then we have the third one. The third one talks about how we live day in and day out, doesn't it? It says there's all kinds of fish caught, and some of them are pretty good, and some of them you don't want to eat, so they go back. Well, we live in a mixed society, and there are some people who believe and understand their place within the kingdom and follow. Some of them came along fairly poorly, but they came along as they got an understanding of who Jesus was and his kingdom. And others searched for a long time, but finally came to be part of what they were searching. And then there were others who could care less. So we've got this whole mess of fish here, right? Whole mess of people. Same thing. We just don't smell as bad as the fish. But there we are within the kingdom and the final selection of who comes. Who has maintained a sense of belonging with the kingdom and who stays with a sense of joy. You know, sometimes people, as they come to believe and have their place in the sense of the kingdom here, will say, now I can't do such and such and such and such, which are outside the sense of the kingdom. And so how do we come to more wholly take our place, to more wholly allow ourselves to focus on the Lord who called us, who calls us each and every day? It's not a fairy tale. It is truly a parabolic story in all these cases of how do we get there? How do we understand? How do we allow ourselves to be part of the kingdom? And I suppose that's one of the reasons that when you look at Pope Francis, what did he write? The joy of the gospel. Aha! The gospel is not a burden, not for any one of us. How we approach letting go of things that are outside the gospel can be our issue at times. So we have to continue to pray, stay close to the gospel, stay close in sharing that gospel, in sharing the kingdom with others that we see, that we meet, and that we come to know. Yes, the parables twist us around, and so does Jesus as he turns our head to follow him and know him. And do we understand always? We better be more like the disciples and say, no, we don't always understand. It takes work. It takes love of him, of Jesus, to follow the call of the kingdom.